Anyone who followed the news during the past school year knows Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools saw a surge of guns on campuses. A new state report shows school crime and violence rose across North Carolina, but that spike was disproportionately high in CMS. WFAE's Andos Helms has more.
Guns, assaults, and other violent incidents at school tend to be reported sporadically as news leaks out. North Carolina's General Assembly requires an annual tally of 16 criminal and violent incidents to get a handle on what's really happening. This week, data came out for 2021-22, the first year all schools brought students back in person after pandemic disruptions. Statewide numbers were higher than before the pandemic, sometimes dramatically so. Karen Fairley of North Carolina's Center for Safer Schools presented the data.
When compared to the most recent pre-pandemic school year, 18-19, the total number of crimes increased by 16.9%.
Many districts saw a spike in incidents, especially the most common ones.
Consistent with previous years, possession of controlled substance was the most frequently reported act of crime in 21-22. The second most reportable act reported was possession of weapon. Now that's excluding firearms and powerful explosives, followed by assault on school personnel as the third most reported.
But while CMS wasn't alone in seeing crime and behavior problems increase, the state's second largest district drove a disproportionate share of the surge. CMS accounted for just over 9% of public school students in North Carolina last year, but reported 14% of all criminal and violent acts. That included 26% of assaults on staff, 18% of guns, and 13% of other weapons found at schools. Put another way, CMS reported almost 11 criminal or violent acts per 1,000 students last year, compared with a statewide average of 7.5. That's a higher rate than any of the surrounding districts and tops the rates for Wake and Guilford counties, which are closest in size to CMS. CMS also accounted for 22 of the 48 North Carolina students expelled from school last year, a tally that's tied to the large number of students caught with guns. Guns at school are a small slice of all the incidents reported, but in the early months of the last school year, they turned up at CMS schools on a regular basis. In 2018-19, the last pre-pandemic year, CMS had set a record with 22 guns at schools. By the end of the first semester last year, the district had already topped that, with 23 guns in half of the year.
Guns coming onto our campuses are a sign of broader angst in the community.
That's former Superintendent Ernest Winston addressing the school board. He talked about a crisis of student aggression and urged families and the community to join in trying to control the crisis. CMS also took steps to keep weapons out of schools, from a failed attempt to make all high schoolers carry clear backpacks to the installation of walk-through scanners in middle and high schools. The number of gun incidents slowed in the second semester, with the school year total landing at 29. The second highest total was 13 in Guilford County. So far this school year, CMS has reported only 3 guns at schools. In December, Chief Operations Officer Brian Schultz credited a mix of factors.
We are back in a routine from COVID, a better routine. We have more students, engaging at school.
Schultz said he believes the Say Something system, which lets students anonymously report threats, and the Evolve scanners are making a difference, not only with guns, but with other weapons. But deterrence is hard to quantify.
That's always tricky. Like, can you say how many you prevented? Well, no, we can't.
And Schultz said some of the most important work involves looking at the root causes of crime and violence.
All of the things that the learning communities do, that principals do, that teachers do in building relationships, the school-based mental health that we have, the school counselors.
Neither Schultz nor anyone else from CMS was available Thursday to talk about the statewide report. The district sent a statement saying CMS is pleased with the progress so far, but still has work to do. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.